Okay, turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at one verse tonight, Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Well, what's the law of sin and death? Well, Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death. There's a law. A law that is like the law of gravity. A law is a something that it always is, you might say. It's just the way it is. And what is the law of sin and death? Well, the law of sin and death is the wages of sin is death. That's what the law is. The wages of sin is death. And James says, when sin is finished, it bringeth forth what? Death. There's a law. There's a law of sin and death. And when we're unsaved, that's the realm in which we live. We live in the realm of sin and death. Because we are lost, we are dead in trespasses and sin. Really, there's nothing else that we really can do. Because we are lost, we are dead, we are separated from God, we don't have the Spirit. But of course, there is this law, and it's reiterated a number of different ways. But for instance, it says, Romans 6:16 says, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom you obey. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Sin brings death. It's always the way it is. It's never going to be any different than that. And we're talking about spiritual deadness. We're talking about loss of spiritual life. You know, there was a man going to have an operation. Wanted an operation, and the doctors took a look at this elderly man, and they examined his skin. And they said, they didn't think he could hear, but they said, he's got the skin of a cadaver. In other words, his skin showed that there's very little life in his body. And they said, no way can you go through this operation. you just don't have much life in you. And and you know, here's a spiritual principle. What is it? This law of sin and death. Sin, the law of sin is that it always brings death. Always brings death. It has many observable symptoms, that death. Many observable symptoms. Now, certainly there are observable symptoms in lost people, but there's also observable symptoms in saved people because it's a law. It's a law. There's a law of sin and death. Well, how does that work? Well, I'll just tell you, just take any child and take a nice little disobedient child, and you won't see much of a smile on their face or in their eyes, will you? Look at their eyes. Their eyes are dull and dead. Why? Because of death. Sin brings death. You see, you observe them. It's pretty hard for a young person who's been doing things, whether it's on the internet or TV or on their phone. It's pretty hard for them to come to church and have life in their eyes. No way. They are dead. They are dead. You try to raise them up out of that death. Announce the song 20 times. Nope. They're not paying attention. They have no desire to sing. You know, they're trying to just, they're just there. You know? They got death in them. They got death in them. Because sin always brings death. There's just no, it can't be different because that's life. You know, parents need to be close observers of their children. And it doesn't take much to observe what is going on in a child's life in a spiritual atmosphere. When they are in a spiritual atmosphere, they will show the death of sin. Because the death is primarily spiritual, isn't it? It's shown physically. It's shown by their eyes. It's shown by their vitality spiritually. But, you know, it's real. Spiritual death. And no desire for God's word. No desire to sing. No desire to worship. No desire to pay attention. No desire to obey. It's dead. It's death. You know, it's real. That's the way life is. There's a law. It's called the law of sin and death. And when we were unsaved, we were under the law of sin and death. We were under bondage. That's all we could do. That's all we could do is be a servant of some sort of sin. But you know, when we get saved, now we come under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. Huh. Isn't that great? The law of the Spirit of life in Christ. What's that law? You know what the law is? The law is that the Spirit of God gives life. Huh. That's great. The Spirit of God gives life. The Spirit of God gives victory. The Spirit of God gives all those things, desire, interest, love, purpose. Why? Because that's a law. It's a law. The Spirit of God brings life. And when the Spirit of God is in you, there's life. Isn't that great? That's where life comes. It comes in Christ Jesus, that law of life. It's not an accident. How else can you explain it? How else can you explain it? There's no other explanation. But it's real. And, of course, chapter 8 is in contrast to the death that is in the old man. It's contrast to the death that is in slavery to sin. It's in contrast to the defeat that is in the sin nature. It's in contrast to all that. And now we have a principle, we have a truth that's above all of those things. And it is the law of life that is in Christ Jesus. Now, just as a application here, okay, and a little bit of a focus. Let's put it in another, let's look at it from another standpoint. I like, as I was thinking about this, I was thinking of Luke chapter 11 and verse 13. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Now, obviously, this is not talking, we're not talking about the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We are talking about the empowering of the Holy Spirit. There's a huge difference. We have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. But as an application of that truth, the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You see, in our flesh we are defeated. In our old nature we are defeated. But in Jesus Christ, because of His life, there's a veil that we receive in Him and His Holy Spirit. Now we have life through His Holy Spirit. Now, just making one general application. Are we depending upon ourselves? Are we walking in our flesh? Or are we in a state of constant dependence on the Holy Spirit? And in that state of dependence on the Holy Spirit, that state of faith and that state of dependence on the Holy Spirit, guess what? The difference is life. The difference is victory. The difference is living in the realm of life versus living in the realm of death. Now, put a second application. Okay? And okay, young person. A basic thought. Are you in any sense dependent on the Holy Spirit? Are you in a conscious state of dependence on the Holy Spirit? What I mean by a conscious state, I would say one application of that would be, okay, Lord, I'm depending on Your Holy Spirit today to give me victory, to impart the life of Christ in my life, and to empower me to walk in the realm of life. You know what? That can be a conscious prayer, but it certainly is a conscious state of mind. And it's really the difference between living in the realm of death. And you know, when you live in the realm of death, it's a downward spiral. It just gets worse and worse and worse. Because you're living in the realm of, you've allowed sin and death to rule your life. But when we wake up to what's happening in our life as a Christian, isn't it great, the grace of God? Right there. Right there. We can turn from that state of death and that state of sin, and we can turn in dependence upon the Holy Spirit. And instead of living in death, we can now live in life. And there's a law. What isn't great? The law of spirit, the law of life in Christ Jesus versus the law of death in sin. And, you know, you aren't going to change it.
It's the law.
And it's a great thing that we can have, that the Spirit of God can is greater than sin. It's greater than the sin nature. It's greater than all the wages of sin. It brings us into a different realm of living. It brings us into the realm of life. So, a thought for us tonight. Our dependence on our conscious dependence on the Spirit of life. The Spirit of life. And His work in our life. And my experience is if we aren't consciously dependent upon that Spirit of life, we are probably walking in our own strength. And sooner or later, we will be obviously aware of the fact that we are in the realm of death. That always comes when we are not dependent upon the Spirit of God and His imparting and planting in us His life that He has for us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for the Spirit of God, which is far above the old life, far above the death of the unsaved life, far above the death of sin that we can even experience in our Christian life. And we thank You that, Lord, it is real. And I thank You that, Lord, that it is in obviously more than available in our lives. And we pray that even tonight there would be those who would get a hold of this truth and they would see that they are living in the realm of death because of sin that they've allowed in their life. And that they would turn from that self-dependence and even rebellion and turn in dependence upon You in faith. Heads bowed and eyes closed. The Lord is speaking to you tonight. And maybe the Spirit of God has opened up your eyes to where you are spiritually. And you've seen the answer. The answer is in the life that's in the Spirit of God. And you say, Pastor, pray for me. Tonight I've seen it. I see that this is for me tonight a turning point. This is for me a sense of not depending upon myself and being defeated, but a sense of direction of faith and victory. God has spoken my heart. And for me, that's where I'm at tonight. And tonight is a turning of dependence on Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit in that life that I have in Him. And you're here and say, Pastor, pray for me. God has spoken my heart. And that's a great truth for me tonight. Okay? Praise the Lord for some hands there tonight. Okay? Amen. Anyone else? Lord, now we do thank You for the fact that You can work. And Lord, for each one tonight that You have dealt with in a special way, Lord, I pray that in Your grace there would be that humility and that faith in trusting You for a whole new realm in their life from the law of death to the law of life. And might You be glorified in it. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.